The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. How white the ever-distant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's so hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let that fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. When I hear that, 6:06, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Happy Tuesday. Joe on the radio with Frank and Alan, Debbie. Yeah, let that rip, Albert. Love that. I love that, man. Reminds me, when I hear the old man when he's older like that, I ask Justin, the guy that does our music, and I ask Al to get some esoteric Frank Sinatra recordings. That's great. That's when he was older. Reminds me of my father. Does it remind you of your dad? Is that it? Maybe that's what the whole thing with Frank Sinatra was. Then I can remember when I would go see him when he was older. When he was older, I would see him. I would get tears in my eyes watching Frank Sinatra because it reminded me so much of my father. Hey, good morning. Great to be with you. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:07. Thanks for watching the parade yesterday. We had fun on ABC 7. It seems like I haven't talked to you in like a while. We are on Facebook, by the way. We are on YouTube. George is here and Matt is here. Good morning, George. Great to have you guys here. And thanks for getting us on the television. The current 21st century way of TV is YouTube and Facebook. Hi, how are you? Great time on ABC 7. But they do such a big, great production. A shout out to Channel 7 in New York, the ABC affiliate, and that's a flagship for the ABC network, the big local station with Kenny Rosato. I've known Kenny. I miss Maria, first of all, so much. I love Maria Bartiromo. I have a professional crush on Maria Bartiromo. There we go. It's professional. She's married, but she is just, everything about Maria Bartiromo is great. She's smart, she's savvy, she's quick. When you go to her and you're in a live situation and something's going in your ear and they're yelling at you in the control room, boom, Maria, she is just absolutely brilliant. Brooklyn's best, Maria Bartiromo. So she was on assignment to do something for Fox, so she could not do the broadcast yesterday. She and I generally do the Columbus Day broadcast. Then I heard the assignment got postponed a couple days. She could do it, but by that time the press was out, so we kept it the way it was. And we had a great Miss Maria, terribly bad, had a great time with Kenny Rosato, who does, he's on the air now actually on Channel 7, and Juliet Papa from Wins, and me being a radio geek, I immediately knew who Juliet was, and what a great broadcaster. She did a great job yesterday. So thank you. Lauren Simonetti was there, and Lauren Glassberg, I hope I got the right name, I'm so bad. We just had fun. And me and Kenny are like two kids. You get two Italian guys from Essex County, New Jersey, and we had a great time on the air, and thank you for watching. Celebrating, by the way, everything that's great about the United States through the eyes of immigrants. Yesterday, the immigrants were the Italian Americans, but the immigrant population to the United States is the foundation of the United States of America. It really is. But the difference is nowadays, they just want to bring, in my opinion, everybody in, don't even think about it. And I think about how my family had to work so hard to get into this country. I had to work so hard to learn the language, and it just wasn't easy. And then I saw a picture. Someone, you're kind enough to hit me up on Twitter. I really appreciate that. Someone sent me a picture of an immigrant family. And if you get a chance to go to Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, you can see the pit that, you know what they went through? And then when I walked through the Great Hall at Ellis Island, and I would just ask if you have anybody from another country, if you have any ethnicity from another country and your family came through Ellis Island like mine did, go to Ellis Island, visit Ellis Island. I mean, Lee Iacocca and the whole, they did such a great job back in the day renovating Ellis Island. And then I took my mom there when I got the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. That was such a thrill for me. I took my mom there. And at that point, my pop was too sick to go. So mom went. And you know what? It was, she said, she goes, I can't believe this is where my mother and father came through. And they threw their luggage. They were in steerage on those boats when they came over. My grandfather came over on the Moltke. Was a German freighter, you know. They came in, and my mother looked around. Then I looked at my mother, thought of my grandparents coming over here. That was just very, very tough. But they wanted to be American, and that was so wonderful that that's, I think, made the country stronger when you have to work for it. Rather, come on in, do what, and then we have to pay for everything. How do we get there? And then this is very nice, too. That Frankie just sent me a message. I appreciate this. This is from Jim in Queens. I'm reading from my from the email from the radio station about the parade yesterday. It says, this message is just that I saw and heard part of the Columbus Day Parade on Channel 7 today. And when Joe said that America is a great country and many immigrants who came here in the past worked hard to learn American values and ways so they could assimilate and become real Americans. I wish we would hear more of that from the communications media. Right on, Joe. It's so true. Just trying to speak the truth and speaking on behalf of my parents and my grandparents. So we got a great show, and we're tweeting, and we're Facebooking, and we're YouTubing, and we're all over the airways. You can't get rid of us today, you know. David Burke's going to be here. Everybody loves David Burke. We love Super Chef David Burke, our buddy. He's here live. You never know what David's going to cook up for us this morning. So Congressman Peter King in the 7 o'clock hour. We want to definitely I chat with Congressman King. Always appreciate Peter King taking the time to join us as well. Mike Gallagher, Mike Lindell on the show. And I'm on my calendar. I think I have lunch with Mike tomorrow. Mike Lindell on the show. Mike is all over. I mean, he's doing religious retreats in the Philippines. He's at the White House. He's in Minnesota with the President of the United States. And he's a great guy. And we love the MyPillow mattress topper. So Mike will join us live on the air. And Dr. Jeannie Zeno, Dr. Jeannie Zeno is probably the most, she's so the most astute political analyst out there is Jeannie Zeno. And I love the relationship we have with Jeannie here on the show. Dr. Zeno will join us as well. And Johnny Tobacco, you never know what's going to happen with Staten Island John. Staten Island John right there. So I don't know where to start except because I haven't seen you in a while watching Justice Kavanaugh, watching that vote over the weekend. And I was so excited. It was so monumental. And you know what? You know what? So and then watching him last night, did you see the White House last night where President Trump apologized to Judge Kavanaugh? That was like, oh, my gosh. He should have apologized to Judge Kavanaugh. It was nice that he apologized to Judge Kavanaugh. But stay with me on this, and then we'll chat about 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, and I'll go to the guys because I always think of things, and then I meet you. We go out there. Oh, by the way, Dominic Cayenne's brilliant, brilliant. If you get a chance to see Dominic Cayenne's, I went to the, I was up there in Paramus at the Saccone Theater with Peter Ladon. And thank you for being there. Thank you for coming over. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for showing up for Dominic. Thank you. And I know that you're listening and you come over to me and you go like this. You go, I feel like I know you. You know what? You do know me. You do know me. And one gentleman said, Joe, I'm one of those folks around the kitchen table every morning. I can't tell you how much I love you because I know you were there. I do know you. And Joanne came over to me. She puts out her hand. She goes, beautiful gal comes over to me. I go, whoa. She goes like this, Joe, I'm too old for you. I go, wait. So I jumped on stage when I introduced Dominic. I introduced her. Joanne, you listen, kid, you're not too old for me. You are beautiful and you are wonderful and you are a warm, wonderful Italian girl. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe that's what I need. I'm just saying. 14 after 6. But as I watched the whole Judge Kavanaugh thing unfold, it made me think how out of touch those protesters are, how out of touch everybody is from Dianne Feinstein to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And I don't want to do a left-right, oh, those lefties. They are like, it's like a mental disorder. How could you... You and I know, this is what I'm trying to say, you and I know that was a setup and a hit job on Judge Kavanaugh, on Brett Kavanaugh. Frankie and I sat here. We said, Judge Kavanaugh, ugh, I told you this 1,000 times. From the Bush administration, we need somebody from the swamp, from W? Really? This is what we thought when he was nominated by the president. But then I'm watching him, and I'm saying, this is not a good guy. He coaches the kids, beautiful family. He is a very, very bright legal mind, you know, in Judge Kavanaugh. And I'm thinking, okay, and he has a good record, you know, and he's kind of moderate. He's not kind of crazy right wing. He's not left. So I'm thinking, this is going to be okay. Then they do the hit job. And no one's answering this. Feinstein knew about this in July with the letter with Dr. Ford. They didn't care. They used that poor girl. And you heard Dr. Keith Abloh on this show say that girl did not look mentally stable. Because I felt so bad for her. And I felt, well, it was credible that she believed in what she was saying. But what Dr. Keith said, her glasses were askew. She just looked so, she was used. That was one of the most atrocious abuses of women that I have ever seen, the way they used Dr. Ford. Where does it go? It goes to protests. It goes to people yelling. It goes to people banging on the doors of the Supreme Court like maniacs. They're not even considering. I know they're paid. I know they're paid by left-wing activists. They're paid by the whole Soros group. We understand that. But how out of it, I'm being kind, how out of it, how uninformed, how much character can you possibly lack to protest just because you're being paid? And what is the end game? Because as you protest, those protesters, they're not the ones in power. The people paying those protesters are the ones in power, and that's what they want. That's the end game there. I always like to say, what's the end game? The end game is power, the tenets of socialism. Put me in power, and we'll just give everything free and embolden the masses, and I will be in power. And I know that's what the whole Soros way left socialist communist, you know, progressives want to do. But holy moly, how, if you're a person, don't you go, no, this, you can't, you see the hit job set up by Feinstein, and it's going to go away. I wish they would investigate that. That was such an assault on that lady, Dr. Ford. I felt so bad. So Godspeed, Brett Kavanaugh. That's all I got to say. Godspeed. And you know what? It's like winning. And I saw the memes were great. Winning. You're winning. Donald Trump, I'm winning again. Don't gloat. Whatever you do, please don't gloat. Because the midterms are coming up. Just vote. Vote, don't gloat. How about that? That's coming from Piscopo, okay? Because it really is. There's a really, you want to just kind of go, oh, we got this, man. Look what we did. No, don't gloat. Be grateful. Just vote. I'm telling you like that. I like that Jesus is over my left shoulder. I like that. I put that there. Ooh, I like, love irritating the agnostics and the atheists. Just love that. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Welcome to the show. I'll be doing a religious show. That's what's going to happen. Hey, so there's so much going on. The thing is this, I got it. Let me just. Oh yes, Frankie. I don't know what to say about that limo crash in upstate New York. It just makes me. I have no words. I mean, when I saw it and I saw it pop up on my phone, 20 people killed. 20 people killed. How out of it can you be? To have a company like that, to have a driver like that, to be that. I mean that. To viciously just disobey the laws. This is all alleged, by the way. Yeah, how does 20 people? So our hearts go out to all the Amy Steinberg. I'm seeing all the names here. Axel Steinberg. Look at all the family members. You know, in the name of God Almighty, may their souls rest in peace. And we're feeling for the families. And I just hope to get to the bottom of it, because this is a heartbreak, what happened right in New York State. So our hearts go out, and it's just a horrific incident that I wanted to acknowledge. Because you see how they fight in Washington, how now they're going to impeach Kavanaugh. Now we're going to impeach Kavanaugh. You know what? You know what matters? This. I'm holding up a picture from the newspaper here. All the victims of that limo crash. That's a heartbreak. And that is something that it just will break your heart. All the people from the same family. So we'll get into it and see exactly what happened there. And it's great to have you here with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com. And then you know what? I'll show you when I come back. We're going to go for a break because Debbie's here. But I got those new shoes, and I premiered them on the parade yesterday. I did. I showed my I have got some. They're blue.
Right.
They are so... I'm a proud Italian American, but they're so kind of Italian looking, Deb.
Love that. Yeah, nice.
Can you see the screen?
Yeah, beautiful.
All right, wait a minute. George, see if you can get this shot. Because I can't believe it. Because can you see? Look at the blue shoe. Can you see those blue shoes?
Fabulous.
Yeah, look at how pointy they are and everything.
I love it. I love it.
So, there you go. Thank you, George. I said, and by the way, Deb, my feet are killing me. I just
they
want
are,
you to know.
No, really? Guys' feet hurt 2 inches?
These were made in England, and
oh,
I should get
wow.
made in America, but it's a British, well, maybe they're made, but a British company and Italian made. I don't know what that means. You know, but probably made in China. That's what that means. Right? So I got them,
probably.
I ordered them, and they were inexpensive. They weren't really, like, expensive, but I got the blue shoes, the new blue shoes, and I got... you know what? I just had to get them so warm for the parade yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you look fabulous. I saw you.
Thank you.
I was like, hey, Joe.
And I said, we mentioned you.
Yes.
What did I do? Thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
First thing, we go on the air. They go, okay, going on camera. I hear in my ear. And we go, boom. We start it. And Kenny goes, they say hi to Julia Papa from Wins. Mm-hmm. And then they go, and Joe, and Kenny Rosado, he's such a great guy. He goes, mm-hmm. And Joe, you plug your radio station. I go, AM 970. With Al Cattullo, Frank Morano, and Debbie Duhaime, you know Debbie, and he loves you. So we got a plug right up. The guys did not thank me as I walked in, but that's okay. They'll thank me later.
I'm sorry, but I didn't watch any of the parade.
They meant to thank me. They meant
that
to thank
great.
Me, right?
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Debbie, how are we doing out there traffic-wise? 621 right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on the Bruckner. It's a tough ride on the Bruckner eastbound at the Hunts Point drawbridge. An accident blocking two lanes there. Westbound heavy with rubbernecking right through that area. College Point Boulevard is blocked at 30th Ave in Queens. That's all due to an ongoing police investigation. Getting reports of an accident westbound BQE right by the Brooklyn Bridge. Inbound at GWB 20, Lincoln about 10, Holland about 25 already. And traffic slowing down on 4 eastbound through Teaneck with an accident being cleared. And you're seeing some delays on the LIRR Hunters Point out through Long Island City because of that minor work derailment overnight. And let's see what's happening on the New York State Thruway South exit 12. It looks like an accident blocking one lane over there. And checking in on the forecast, clouds today with a high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the first time is the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Carl E. Hastings. Tell us about raise the age.
Before we changed the law last year, New York and North Carolina were the only two states who prosecuted 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. And a 16 or 17-year-old They can't drive. They can't vote. They can't defend this country. They can't smoke. So if we're saying in that vein, they're not responsible enough. So why would we want to, if they made a mistake or did something wrong, hold them to the same standards as an adult? We found there's a higher incidence of young people becoming career criminals when they're sent through the adult criminal justice system.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Business Breakfast. Hi, it's Joe on the radio. How you doing? 624 right now. Business Breakfast is this Thursday at the Passaic County Community College right off of 287. It's the Wanacue Academic Centers, and this is when Mitchell Modell will show up. Mitchell Modell is going to be there. Mitchell's a rock star. He's a rock star. He is one of the greatest CEOs in the country. He's so passionate about his employees. When I go to Modell's all around the New Jersey, or I go to Broadway right down here from the station, and then I go, Mitchell, get on the phone. Mitchell, go. Oh, let me talk to Matt. Or he'll know the general manager's name. They know him. It's really great to see. So now Mitchell's coming to the Business Breakfast. You can learn so much from Mitchell Modell. So I say to you, if you haven't registered, to please do that, because you don't want to miss Mitchell Modell live and in person at the Business Breakfast. We'll be broadcasting there Thursday at the beautiful Passaic County Community College. By the way, it's beautiful up there, and you want to see that. But if you haven't registered yet, go to am970theanswer.com. It's for free. And you could get, I'll tell you, you want to see a lesson on how to run a business, listen to Mr. Modell. This is Modell of the Modells, a philanthropic giant and a great guy. Mr. Modell at the Business Breakfast, all moderated from my buddy Steve Adubato. That's this Thursday at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College. Please go to am970theanswer.com. It's for free, but you have to register, and I'd love to see. Dominic's going to be there from DR Catering. Best breakfast you ever had. I'm just saying. All right, am970theanswer.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us. It's 626 on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, so much to get into. It's Congressman Peter King will join us. It's Tuesday. Chef David Burke is with us. Mike Gallagher with us. Mike Lindell, what a show Frankie put together for us this morning. Dr. Jeannie Zeno. She is the professor of political science at Iona College and senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics. And Johnny Tobacco is always good for a few laughs, but some great, great advice on Wall Street and some great new products. It's 626. The boys are here. I'm just a little upset that the Yanks lost 16-1. Oh, first of all, Frankie Five Boroughs, how are you, Frank?
I'm good doing to see great. You. Great job at the parade
Thank
yesterday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thanks for giving. I saw you were texting me back and forth.
Yeah, it was great to see Arthur Idala's parents.
Al, good morning. Was that the best?
That was incredible.
I got accosted.
Did they just barge in?
Arthur's father's outfit was worth the price of admission.
Did they show it on camera?
Yes. He was on the parade. He was shown on camera longer than de Blasio was.
So they put me, I was down by Fifth Avenue side. Kenny was on the right and Juliet was in the middle. And then so people would come up to me, I'd shake hands and I'd love that. Hey, right. Joe. So then I hear, Joe. And of course,
it was Elna.
Elna was there.
Right. Of course she was.
Elna was there. Elna, love you, Elna. She was there. So, and then she always has to give me, Elna always gives me a piece of paper. One of our dear listeners, fluid in five languages, a son in the military, and we love you, Elna, but she always gives me something. I don't want to carry something.
Right.
Don't hand me things. It's like, don't hand out crossword puzzles. Right. Don't hand me anything.
Newspaper cutouts, crossword puzzles.
I get newspaper. So I go like this, Elna, I can't, I'm just a little overwhelmed here. I can't take anything right now. I swear to God, I'm driving home. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I'm taking Olivia to my mom's after the parade. And I look on my seat. There's Elna's newspaper on the seat of my car. You figure that one out. I think she handed it to Big Mike. And Big Mike probably put it there. Okay. Like, yeah.
I hope so.
I know, but it got to me. I don't read those. I just don't read those things. It was so funny. So Marianne Idala, Arthur's beautiful mom. You got
I have one from her.
Thank you. Yeah. You got one, too. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. I don't even know what it is.
Oktoberfest thing. Is it a thing? Yeah.
So I hear, Joe, it's Marianne Idala. And they got her on camera. So then, and Kenny says, "Oh, that's Arthur's mom and dad. They look so cute together. What a great couple. And we love the Idellas, and we love you, Marianne." And that was so nice. But she gave me an envelope. And truth be told, you said to me, she did hear me. Didn't she hand me an envelope?
I didn't see it because we saw them on the parade route.
I think she gave me something.
And then they cut away to you guys. And then they went back to the parade route. And then you guys started talking about them.
Yeah.
And you said, what is this? You know, it's the Idollas. And then so we didn't see what they handed you, but we heard you guys talking about them handing you something.
I have to look.
Lard bread?
I have to look. Last time Arthur was there, Arthur handed me lard bread from Vinnie Rucuglia.
Right. Vinnie Rucuglia called to find out, a number of people did, where exactly you were going to be. Now, again,
people don't seem to understand. We have no affiliation with the parade.
You didn't give any information out, Frankie Feinberg.
I don't know where you are.
Somewhere in the 70s. Look for the big platform.
So I'm wondering where that envelope is. It's probably in my Columbus Day brochure, which I had a whole book, that they gave us. But thank you, Marianne. Thank you. To the Idella family. We always appreciate that. Too funny. 6:29.
And Valerie Smaldone, who's great on our station Saturday morning, she was very good on the parade.
She said, "Joe, don't forget to plug the show," and they had a plug right up there. Well, why could the station should have plugged something? I guess, Juliet's from Wins, and Wins is one of those monster news stations. I understand that. So I guess they didn't do anything. So I guess AM 970 is not going to do anything. I was hoping that I saw an ad from the...
No, that's not going
to I thought an ad from AM 970. Thanks for watching Joe. Or you're hearing Joe in the parade today. Tune in to the morning show. Maybe not. Too much to ask.
Well, if the big station didn't...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Advertise,
But, there's something happening, and we're going to news at 6:30 with Joe. Something happening with radio. I don't know what it is. Can we take a little credit for it, maybe? I don't know. It's a great platform. Have we reinvented AM right here through Jerry Crowley saying, "Put Piscopo in the morning," and Salem Medium goes, "But Piscopo, what, are you kidding me?" Jerry worked it. Phil Boyce came on board. And now they put me with these talented broadcasters of Frank and Alan Debbie. Then people start. I'm telling you, I may be giving us too much credit, but the credit goes to you listening and you watching right now. I'm telling you, people are hip to it. Radio, and I talked to Julia Papa, great broadcaster, by the way. We said, something's happening with radio. Now that I don't know what it is, that seems, it's a more intimate medium. It's like you could when I meet the folks.
It's not like some people who have created an app, charge people $9 I'm going to go live, and then don't go live.
Yeah, or they go, hey everybody, and it's just there's a whole market for that, but there's something very intimate about that. Frankie, I met so many nice people at the Saccon Theater. They came to see Dominic.
Was that?
It was spectacular. He does, Dominic does, and I got to lay into this just for a second if I can. He does Italian songs. He talks about his grandmother praying over him, with the oils when he was in the Bronx, listening to a Philco radio. Now, to those of us, I don't remember, of course, that, but he created such a great visual of how he was brought up in the Bronx, how he wanted to sing, and then I was listening. He bet on the horses with the guy who ran numbers in the neighborhood, and then they turned, Grandma, why are you praying? Can I turn on the radio to listen to? Yeah, he's turning on to hear what the results were in the race that he bet on with the guy who ran numbers in the neighborhood. It was hysterical and just beautiful, and he sings, and he's 87 years old.
Tremendous.
He's 87. Frankie.
Remarkable.
I'm watching him saying he's singing. It's just great. And John LaBarbera on the guitar, just spectacular. I tell you, this was a great show. If you get a chance, and I should have bought my mother. I should have bought Mrs. Giamavo, my mother's best friend. I should have bought Sonny Grasso. Sonny, next time, I'm going to follow now Dominic where he goes and show up. And thank you. People came over to me. They were so nice. They know everything about us. So we appreciate that. 6:32 with Joe on the radio. 16-1. Albert. Yankees. What was that?
Well, Severino had to come out in the third inning. You can't wait until the fourth when the game is already out of reach. It's 3-0, time to yank him. I mean, every pitcher has to be on a short leash in the playoffs. CC Sabathia, no question tonight. It's win or go home. So if he gives up runs early on in the first inning, bullpen's got to be ready. Now, the other question about Severino was he only took 8 minutes to warm up. Something's wrong there. something's wrong there at the start of the game. He goes in, 8 minutes, boom, he's ready to rock. Mm-mm.
You saw it there. Sorry. You saw it start there. Something. If you know sports like you do and Russ know, you could see things that the rest of us don't see. But I'm going tonight. I'm scheduled to go. Tomorrow night. I think it's tonight.
Tonight is game four.
What time's the game? What's the game?
7:30, I think.
I'm scheduled to go tonight. So yeah. I'm going to go. You know, I don't want to bail. People aren't going to go. People left in droves.
Well, why would you stay? Got shellacked. Easy to get home.
What do you think is going to happen tonight? Now, I mean, maybe the Red Sox.
I think the Yankees win, and I think it goes back to Boston.
All right.
For Game 5, the bigger game last night was Monday Night Football, Saints-Redskins. Drew Brees.
No one cares.
No, well, I mean, you know. Some do. He broke Peyton Manning's record. He's got the most throwing yards of any quarterback in NFL history. The guy's only 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Tremendous athlete, Drew Brees.
No, only 6 feet tall. I'm only 6 feet tall.
Well, they have him listed at 6 feet. That's in shoes. He's about 5'10".
Unlike the guy we saw downstairs in the lobby. That guy was like 6'5", that guy down there.
Come on. Don't get me distracted at 6:34. Ready? What's the matter with
you? Handsome boyfriend downstairs. I didn't say
boyfriend. It's just he was a good-looking guy. That's all.
Is that funny? This girl, Joanne, comes over to me at the Saccone Theater. She's a beautiful girl, by the way. She comes over to me. She goes, Joe, she goes, I'm a fan. I have a crush, and I'm very, very nervous. So I took her hand, and I brought her close. I said, no, it's okay. Thank you for listening. And she goes, and I know I'm too old for you. She says those words to me, and I laughed out loud. I said, you are beautiful. You know,
she was too old for you. Right. I mean, let's be fair.
No, it's time that daddy really came
stop.
To
I've
reality.
Been hearing this for, I've been hearing reality. This for a year and a half.
It's time to come into reality.
No.
She goes, you know what she says? Yeah, I'll tell you how she listens and how when you and I'm talking to you listening, how you catch everything. They don't miss a thing. Mm-hmm. I know you met the Israeli girl. She tells me like that. Oh, yeah. I know you met the Israeli girl. I'm not the Israeli girl. But I'm an Italian girl from Jersey. So, Joanne, I love you, and thank you for that. Beautiful.
See, when people are listening a little too intently, that makes me wonder.
I know, but it's okay. It's okay.
Really?
Part of the family. Are you kidding me? We are.
See, you'd invite them all over. The problem is nobody would be able to find your house. That's the thing. See, that's the great catch on you. You tell everybody, come over. Where is it? Crickets. You know,
You'll never find it. And then, by the way, after the whole parade, and we did the whole thing, and we ran and had a great time. Olivia was with me.
Right.
She
went back to your mother's.
I did.
I saw that picture.
Yeah,
it was great.
I had to go back to mom's. You know what? It was Columbus Day. It's an Italian-American holiday. And I kept saying, I can't believe I said an ABC 7. I said Columbus discovered America. Did you see me say that into the camera?
Yeah, you made clear it was your own commentary.
I said, not ABC. This is not the foundation. Columbus Citizens Foundation did a great job. Angela Vivolo, Frankie Fasaro, and the guys did a great job. But I said, I hashtag this, Columbus discovered America. Then I thought, wait, this is the Italian-American community. I have to see my mother on Columbus Day. I have to. So I said, Olivia, come on. I'm going to take you to see Grandma. We went and saw Grandma.
Nice.
You know what? And she's doing great, by the way. She makes me broccoli rub. She ever go, my mother makes me broccoli rub. You want a little pasta with that, Joseph? Sure, Mom. I'll have a little pasta with the broccoli rub. It was great. And it energizes me. And it's all about la familia. E molto importante. 6:36 with Joe on the radio. Peter King coming up in the next hour. We got a great show for you today, courtesy of Frankie Five Boroughs. And Mitchell Mozon. Mitchell Modell was on yesterday.
Yeah, he was talking his appearance at the Business Breakfast Thursday, which is free. And you get a free breakfast.
And how you love the cat. You're a big fan of this cat.
Then, well, I'll tell you, Al is standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
67 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City Department of Health says 14 people are sick in Upper Manhattan as part of a Legionnaires outbreak. Officials met with people in Washington Heights last night, urging them to see a doctor if they start developing symptoms. Crews are recleaning a local cooling tower, which was identified as the source of an outbreak over the summer. The health department is also testing more cooling towers for bacteria. Officials are still trying to find the source of this latest outbreak. New details are also emerging about the driver of the limousine that crashed in upstate New York Saturday, killing himself and 19 other people. The Post says Scott Liznica has been arrested twice on drug charges over the past 8 years. In 2013, he was arrested during a traffic stop charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of marijuana. Governor Cuomo has revealed Liznica didn't have the proper license to operate the vehicle and that the limo had recently failed inspection. In sports, Yankees hoping to regroup after getting crushed by the Red Sox last night. They lost 16-1 with starting pitcher Luis Severino only lasting three innings. Boston's Brock Holt hit for the first cycle in postseason history. The Bombers now down 2-1 in the best of five, and the ALDS will continue tonight in the Bronx. Yankees will start pitcher CC Sabathia. Islanders shut out San Jose 4-0, and in Monday Night Football, it was the Saints over the Redskins by the final of 43-19. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Do expect some delays right now on Sunrise Highway westbound getting out toward Horse Block Road in North Bellport. That's an accident involving a motorcycle. Injuries involved in that one. Traffic is jammed up here in the Bronx on the westbound side of the Bruckner at the Hunts Point Drawbridge. It's all jammed up with an accident being cleared. Heavy in both directions. Also, the westbound BQE by the Brooklyn Bridge. An accident blocking a couple of lanes. College Point Boulevard blocked at 30th Avenue. Accident investigation over in Queens. Inbound GWB getting reports of a collision on the upper level. 30 in at the GWB. Lincoln 15. Holland still about 35. And you're moving slowly on 4 eastbound into the area of Teaneck with an accident in the process of being cleared. LIRR. Expect delays between Hunters Point and Long Island City because of the minor work derailment that happened overnight. Checking in on the forecast, clouds today, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1915, we were building the Panama Canal. In 1915, this gold coin that we are about to give away with Landmark Capital was minted in the San Francisco Mint, celebrating the construction of the Panama Canal and opening up free trade to the world. You can enter to win by heading to am970theanswer.com and clicking on the Landmark Capital banner. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager for besthotgrill.com. It's that time again, time to select presents for your family and corporate gifts for your best clients and employees. And you want to get them a gift that is fantastic, unforgettable, and truly hot. That would be a Solaire Infrared Grill from besthotgrill.com. Solaire Infrared Grills heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes and produce juicy, tasty food unmatched by conventional grills, perfect for today's busy lifestyles. The hot and fast Solaire Infrared Grills are the gift that will be used, not tossed, into the closet every time your loved ones, best clients, and valued employees grill on their Solaire Infrared Grill. They will think of you and for years to come. All Solaire Infrared Grills are made in the USA and made to last. More importantly, Solaire Infrared Grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about these amazing Solaire Infrared Grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire Infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 641 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, hi, and hi. Great to see you on AM970TheAnswer.com, on YouTube, and on Facebook. You know, if you're a fan of John Katsimatidis, and who isn't, we love John. You can hear John, by the way, Wednesday night, 5 p.m., and every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. right here on the station. Great show. John gets the best guests. He really does. And he's such a dedicated New Yorker. Well, this Wednesday night, John is being honored by the Queens Chamber of Commerce for the event terrace on the park in Flushing, Queens. This is the Queens Chamber of Commerce. This is a big event, and they're honoring John. He's being honored as Man of the Year as a part of their Hall of Fame Gala Awards dinner. An absolutely outstanding dinner, and there's no better way if you're a fan of Mr. Katsimatidis and you like what he does on the radio, or he's a talk about a philanthropic giant helping out so many people in need and in business. Come out and honor John Katsimatidis by going to this great event. If you want tickets, they're available at queenschamber.org, or you can call 718-898-8500, extension 123, 718-898-8500, extension 123, or queenschamber.org. Hopefully, we'll see you in Flushing.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Burton and the Animals doing John Lee Hooker. Let's get this morning started, Big Al. Oh, boom, 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 boom. Talk to me. Here we go.
Boom, 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 boom. gonna shoot you right down. Take you in my arms. I'm in love with you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knock me out.
Right off of my feet.
Right off of my
I have
feet.
A monitor in front of me. Nothing is ever put in place in the station. I'm very, very anal, and I put together, they cramp me in a corner. I don't have monitors. I have nothing. We have nothing. Out of all the radio stations I work across the country, this is the least modern. Let me put it, being very polite. And I deal with it because that's what I do. So, boom, I'm here. Now, I'm looking, trying to look at my monitor. Hi, how are you? Look to see. God almighty, I need surgery. But aside from that, look at my face. There's like things in front of the monitor. I have to go clean the monitor. We did. Thank you, Frank, for cleaning the corner because that was a mess. You know, it was such a mess. We're like a bunch. We're knuckleheads. It's like a dorm in this studio. It was such a mess in the corner. We have guests come in. The AM 970 the Answer banner was hanging. Just like someone ripped it down. I had to fix that. We have fixed it. Thank you, Matt. Did you take care of that? You see? And then we covered up the garbage. Now, but there is garbage as you walk in. Maybe we could, you know, I'll take the garbage out.
Remember, it was a holiday yesterday, so there was no
I know,
service.
But there's no excuse. People come in. Hi, hey, it's Joe Studio. There's garbage all over the floor. It's like, come on, come on. Did you see the sanitation workers in the parade yesterday?
I didn't.
Very good. I forgot to give them a shout out.
No.
I should give them a shout out. You know, there's so many people I remembered. I should have given a shout out as we went down. Including Dr. Rock Positano, didn't give a shout out, but it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Thousands of people. You can't mention everybody.
I know. I try, but then people text me and say hi to this person. Say, could you acknowledge that person? Like I have control over it, and you don't, because the parade, what you see and what you're talking about isn't right there in real time.
I see.
Sometimes they have the camera. The parade's behind you. Or certainly in front of you, so you got to kind of stay with the broadcast, as it were. My favorite is the cement truck from Casa Building Materials. Great company. They are such great sponsors. And Johnny Russo singing on top of a cement mixer.
He's terrific.
Does it get better than that,
no,
Frankie?
No, that's outstanding.
I mean, you know, with his red pants on. I said
that's
he's got
wonderful.
Red pants. So it was great. Thanks for watching, too. 6:45. And again, a big shout out to Kenny Rosato. He's such a great guy. And Julia Papa. Congressman King coming up. David Burke coming up. I don't know. And I hate to even start the morning with this, but I have to address this whole limo thing. And you know what? How does this happen? And then when I see members of the same family, so many members of the same family, how did 20 people die, Frankie?
Well, 17 of them were in this limo going to a brewery.
17 in one car. Was it, and explain this to me, and I should know this. Was it? It was a one of those big like
Expedition?
Yeah, Ford Expedition.
Yeah, but it was modified.
You can't put 17 people in Expedition.
No, the Ford
I've
Expedition.
I've been in those cars.
Well, yeah, but the Ford Expedition. It was modified to become a limo. It had failed inspection last month from New York State. The vehicle shouldn't have been on the road.
Yeah,
apparently, they had a shuttle bus, like a jitney bus.
Yeah.
Apparently, it had broken down, and I guess they used the Expedition. They didn't want to lose the sale. The problem with what had happened yesterday, I have a friend of mine who lives up in Schenectady and knows the area fairly well. The route that guy was taking, it appears as though he was on the highway on 88, got off, and I guess was trying to get back to the highway and was barreling down the hill. It's a hill. You know, you're going on a downward slope and miss the intersection. It doesn't look like there were any skid marks whatsoever. So apparently this guy was driving at a high rate of speed and didn't stop and just plowed through.
Walk me through this. It's an Expedition. Mm. So it's modified. Even an Expedition, you can't possibly fit 17 people in there. How do you, you know, the jitney?
Well, they made it into a limousine. An aftermarket, you know, guy goes in body shop and they extend the cab. They have done that.
But
with
they must have
before.
Been jammed in. I mean, jammed.
I don't know if they were jammed in there, but the vehicle didn't pass inspection. By in all intents and purposes, the vehicle shouldn't have been on the road.
Yeah.
And this guy apparently had a suspended driver's license as well.
Lord,
so he shouldn't have been driving either.
Yeah.
Now the guy who owns the company It was out of the country in Pakistan. Apparently, he was an FBI informant after 9/11, owned the company. They've suspended operations for the company right now, pending the outcome of the investigation.
Just so unnecessary. People on the pedestrians. How many pedestrians?
Two people
were killed.
That were at the apple farm that's across the way. It's a shame. I mean, these people were going to a brewery. They're trying to do the right thing by not drinking driving and having somebody do this for them. And look what happens.
30, 29, look at this. And all of the same family. Rest in peace. I mean, and our hearts go out to the families. Just unconscionable. And that is a problem. That's something that is so unsettling. You know, you look at these people in the swamp in Washington trying to take down a Supreme Court justice, running after congressmen and women, yelling at them. And they have no idea. This is a situation to be upset about. And may their souls rest in peace and God stay with their loved ones at this tough, tough time. Just horrible. And by the way, I didn't get a chance to chat with you about, too, at 6:48 with Joe on the radio, is the Susan Collins speech. This was phenomenal. And I didn't get a chance to chat with you about it. I know the guys touched on it. And thanks for doing a great job, as always, yesterday, guys, on Columbus Day. But this, when I went to my life, I do the show, and then I go back home, and then I see the kids, and I got Mikey bringing me out to school pictures, and then I got Olivia goes, Dad, there's a killer cat on the property with a snaggletooth, and it's going to eat the other cats. These are the problems that you got to worry about as a dad, you know? Oh, the duckling, there's a duckling that died, and where's the duck? What happened? How does a duckling drown? Meantime, as I'm doing all of this, and then Mikey says, come on, Dad, we're going to go rehearse a little bit, I have on my phone Susan Collins' speech. I'm telling you, this is the way you work. So I got it on, and I'm listening, and I'm going, I thought it was too long, and I almost tweeted out, anytime today, Senator Collins, because she kept going on and on. Then I got into the speech while I'm doing all these father things, boom, 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 and then I see how she's going to support Kavanaugh, and I go, wow, this was great, and took care of all the product, the duck, the cat, took care of everything, and ended up rehearsing with Mikey. But my gosh, that was such one of the most historic, epic speeches in Senate history. How they don't acknowledge that. And this was a woman, she meticulously, and I never had any credence or consideration of the value of Susan Collins. This gal was brilliant. Never knew she had it in her. The way she meticulously broke down why she voted for Kavanaugh. And that's what they should be embracing down there. But these people that go and they rant and they're yelling and they're running after people in chambers, these people have no clue. And I want to know what their end game is. This was not a sexual assault. This was a political hit job. It was a derogatory, atrocious assault on women by using Dr. Ford to try to take this guy down, and they lost big time. 6:51 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhame is out there. Mm-hmm. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing great. How are you? Did you have fun yesterday at the parade?
I really did. And you work with Ken in the morning. He's so positive. He's so sharp. He's so on top. Speaks fluent. You know, he speaks seven languages.
He's amazing.
Seven languages.
I know. He's so smart.
He goes, hey, Joe, how many music instruments do you play? I go, as many languages as you speak.
Exactly. See, everybody has their talent, you know? That's great.
So it was great. We had a great, great time. And Deb missed you yesterday, but we are back, and nice to hear your voice. I miss you when you're on TV over there.
Thanks.
And Ken told me he gets up like midnight.
He goes to bed at like 6 at night, I think, every night.
God,
I know.
I got to stop complaining.
And then he'll make dinner or he'll cook when he wakes up, and then he'll have everything ready for the day. I'm like, Ken, are you kidding me? And most people are sleeping then.
he is something else. Hey, 6:51, Debbie's out there on the roads for you this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go out to the Sprain. The Sprain southbound at Jackson Ave in Greenberg. It looks like some type of medical emergency over there. We're going to keep an eye on that area for you. Over on the southbound New York State Thruway, getting down toward exit 12, a collision clear, but slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunrise Highway, as you head westbound, getting out toward Horse Block Road and north at Bellport. That's a serious accident involving a motorcycle. Southern State eastbound at Straight Path, a collision. And the Wanton northbound, getting up toward Hempstead Turnpike, another accident there as well. Traffic has been kind of busy for you this morning at College Point Boulevard. That's closed at 30th Avenue. Accident investigation. Inbound GWB, an accident clear, but an hour into the upper, 30 to the lower. Lincoln, 15 to 20 at the tolls. Holland, you're still waiting about 30 to 35 minutes getting into town. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Overcast with patchy fog and spotty drizzle in the area for a while this morning, then later today becoming partly sunny, much warmer and more humid, the high 78. Partly cloudy skies tonight, warm and sticky. Some low clouds and fog around late tonight into early tomorrow. Tonight's low 69. Otherwise, tomorrow, times of clouds and sunshine, warm and humid, high 80. Thursday will be cloudy, warm and humid with some rain. That rain may be heavy at times. It can also be a thunderstorm, high 76. AM 970, The Answer.
Like nobody loves you, come rain or come shine. Hi, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. How are you? It is 5 minutes before 7 o'clock at AM 970, The Answer. We go on the schmooze cruise. Great idea. Mr. Crowley came up with this idea even long before I was on the station. We go on France Touch a Class. Now, I have to tell you, this is Joey talking to you. If you want, if you got a corporate party, I know we have a lot of folks with companies, a lot of law firms listen as well. You take your clients, you do a schmooze cruise for your company. And then, if you have a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, anniversary, forget about it, whole holiday party, oh, France Touch a Class. It is one of the great experiences, and I've done everything in New York. I'm old. I've been there and back. Fran's Touch a Class. It's a private yacht. It's a luxury private yacht, and Fran is so nice. She's there herself. Everything about the yacht, the cuisine is great. The staff is great. It's first class all the way, and you think you see New York. You ain't seen New York. Do you go on France Touch a Class? We go on the Atlantis with Captain Fred. Captain Fred does a great job as well. And you go around the island of Manhattan. You see the Brooklyn Bridge. I tell you that, right? Statue of Liberty. Arthur Idala makes a sign of the cross, which I love, right? And Ellis Island. I tell you about Ellis Island. You could see it right there. You could almost touch it. And when I had Mikey with me, my son, and I had Big Mike with me as well, the great kid that works for us. And we said, we went by the Statue of Liberty, and everybody goes, Statue of Liberty, we're going by the Statue of Liberty on the boat. It's so exciting. And you could, as you come up upon Lady Liberty, you know, it's past twilight, it's dark, so the Lady Liberty's lit up. You could almost touch it. And seeing my son, my 16-year-old son, and saying to him, this is what your great-grandparents saw when they came to America. You got to get on France Touch a Class. It's just great. The food is great. Coast Guard certified, fully insured. It's a great corporate, it's the corporate event. And also, again, a private party, anniversary. You want, and by the way, you want to make a proposal, Frankie? You want to make a proposal, something like that? France Touch of Class, right in front of the Statue of Liberty. Honey, will you marry me? No. Are you kidding me? No, that will not happen. Visit FranceTouchOfClass.com, please. FranceTouchOfClass.com for that extra touch of class. You can call 212-385-9400. It's 212-385-9400 or go to, please, FranzTouchOfClass.com. Hello, Al. A friend, Franz Touch of Class, is, she is so sweet. How lovely is that?
And Captain Fred on the Atlantis.
Captain Fred, that is a great boat.
Absolutely.
I'm not a boat guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a boat guy. So I'm thinking, Parent and Sons, Franz Touch of Class.
Never know.
Frankie, no, always mysterious there.
You never know.
Hey, Frank, good to see you. Everything good in your life?
Great.
Did we get the business breakfast?
I'm looking forward to it.
You love going to Jersey.
I do.
And Wednesday night, you do John Katz's show and then me? Are you going to do John
Katz's? Well, we'll see.
Because I could do the show if you can. I told the boss.
All right, we'll negotiate.
Okay, for sure. Episcopal of the Morning, Congressman Peter King coming up on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Don't you go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.